Minasan, everyone, konnichiwa, konbanwa. Welcome back to this podcast of the Social English Podcast. And today we have another English Repair Shop episode. And in this episode, we have the topic of work, 仕事, ne? Your job and university studying. Okay, so it's going to be interesting. Okay, let's get started right after this on the Social English Podcast.
皆さんこんにちは。毎日少しずつ社交に使える英語の上達を目指すソーシャルイングリッシュポッドキャストへようこそ。今日はぜひもっと自信を持って英会話してみましょう。 Are you ready, Percy? Let's go!
Hey, Hikari! Thank you so much. Arigatou gozaimasu. Minasan, ようこそ。 Welcome again to the Social English Podcast. This funny little podcast, I help you learn social English. English slang used right now, English conversation patterns, and some tips and hints on how to improve your everyday conversation English for social situations. That is it, minasan. A kaiwa, but with a little bit of spice on it. This is the Social English Podcast. Today, we have an English repair shop episode. If you remember, English repair shop episodes, I help a listener to this podcast just like you. With a question. And the question is, hey, how do I fix this sentence or these sentences? Okay, that's what the English Repair Shop episodes are all about. And remember, today on the Social English Podcast, I am talking about, or the writer, the reader, the listener today, the listener is Joel. Joel is asking about, Joel. This is an English name. Ego name. Interesting. Japanese person with English name. Okay. Their question is about university and jobs. So I'm going to do what I do in every single episode for these English Repair Shop. And I'll get into it in just a moment. But first, listen to this.
全ての英語修理店のエピソードと同様に4つのパートがあります。パート1では英語を勉強している日本人が間違って言ったことを正確に聞くことができます。パート2では会話型のソーシャルイングリッシュスタイルで正しい英語を聞くことができます。パート3ではパーシーはあなたが同じ過ちを犯さないようにするために彼が重要だと考えるヒントをあなたに与えます。パート4でパーシーは正しい英語版を高速で自然な速度で言います。このようにしてネイティブの速度で英語を聞く練習をすることもできます。
Okay, for listeners not in Japan that don't or you don't speak Japanese, here is the format. First, part one. I will say the wrong English from the listener. The complete wrong English, the way they asked me. Part two. I will say the same thing, but with correct English in a social English style and slowly so you can hear the changes and differences. In part three, you will hear my hints, my tips, and my tricks on how to not make these mistakes that the listener made. In part four is fast English, social English at native speed, but of the same thing, okay? All right, so are you ready? Well, let's get started. Okay, here is part one, the wrong English. Kite kudasai. Listen carefully. Due to the transfer of workplace and admission to the university concerning financial year end coming from now on, the movement of people is increasing in Japan. It is the season that meet and farewell. Okay, so let's do that one more time. But first, can you think of any way to change this? How would you change that English, the wrong English? Please think about how you would do this. Okay, so here it is one more time. Think about your changes and listen one more time carefully. Due to the transfer of workplace and admission to the university concerning financial year end coming from now on, the movement of people is increasing in Japan. It is the season that meet and farewell. Hey, let's get started. This is part two. Let's fix this with correct social English. Please listen. Kite kudasai. Due to people getting new jobs and other people getting new admissions to colleges and universities, we can see that there are a lot of people moving throughout Japan. This is happening during the end of the fiscal year. We can also call this the season of meeting new friends and saying farewell to old ones. Okay, possibly you have not done that with your version. Maybe I think your version is different. But remember, I am giving you a social English version. Let's try that again. This time, here's a new social English version. Please listen very carefully, okay? Let's listen. Here we go. Due to many people changing their workplace and starting college and universities, there are lots of people moving throughout Japan now. In fact, it has increased. We could call it the season of meeting new friends and saying farewell or goodbye to old ones. It is also interesting, this is happening during the end of the fiscal year. Okay, so let's get started with part three. Part three, let's look this over, okay? And please listen. Here's hint number one. We don't want to say transfer of workplace, okay? Don't say transfer of workplace, especially in conversation. Just say changed jobs, or you can say got a new gig. That's very good new English slang. Okay, now let's look at
西洋文化についても少し学ぶ必要があります
。
これはネイティブの英語者が概要を使うことの意味を理解するのに役立ちます。
Coming from now on.
今日のエピソードでは、
no.
あなたの国とは異なるかもしれない
All you need to say.
トピックをお教えします。
Don't say,
これは英語のみになりますのでよく聞いてください。
Okay, 例えば、
始めましょう。
Concerning financial year end coming from now on. Okay? Just say this. Say, the end of this fiscal year. Or the end of the fiscal year. Both are okay. Okay, now here is the last one. Last hint number three. Don't say, okay? 例えば, it is the season that meet farewell. Okay? The season that what? What meet and farewell, farewell. So it's missing, missing nouns, missing subject. It's just very confusing. Let's talk about this. It's better, okay? Say this. This is better. We can call this a season that people meet and say farewell to old friends. Or you can say, we can call this the season of meeting new friends and saying farewell to others. Now, here's a bonus tip. Number four, bonus tip in writing or conversation, when we say we use phrase, we want to say a phrase. It is the season of. This is the season of. We do not want to say, we don't want to use the word farewell. Okay? Now, especially in social English conversation, farewell is very, just think old English, old English. So nowadays, we don't say that. Just say goodbye. People say their goodbyes. People say their goodbyes. That's easy enough. Okay. So that's pretty much it there. And let's do this one more time. Part four. Here's part four. Here is the last part. Let's do this. This is fast English. Please listen. Here we go. Kite kudasai. Due to people leaving their workplaces, getting new jobs, and starting university, there is an increase of movement throughout of Japan of people moving to new places. We could call this the season that you meet new friends and say goodbye to old ones. Also, it is interesting that this increase is happening at the end of the fiscal year. Okay, here we go. Let's do that one more time. Version two. Okay. Due to people moving jobs and starting college, there is an increase of people moving to new locations throughout Japan. This is interesting because it is during the end of the fiscal year. We could call this the season of saying goodbye to old friends and saying hello to new ones.
このショーを気に入っていただけたら、5つ星のレビューをぜひお願いします。
Okay, today we talked about moving in Japan. Going to university, starting a new job, and we talked about fiscal year or the financial year. Okay, so a lot of information. If you are advanced, this will be an interesting episode for you. For today's action item, I want you to talk about what you do at the end of the fiscal year. Okay, so September, what do you do around September? If that's your fiscal year, October, what do you do? What happens? What changes? What affects you? How do you feel? Please tell me. Please tell me in the comments. But practice that first with a friend using social English techniques. The waza of social English, okay? The techniques that I have taught you in this podcast, okay? Try those out with a friend. Practice with your avatar. And let me know on X. Let me know on the Social English Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just send me a message on Instagram about that. And now, with that being said, please don't forget to rate our podcast on the podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts. And I want to say thank you to my listeners in the following countries, Japan, thank you for listening. United States, thank you for listening. Also, I want to say a big thank you for listening to the last episode of the Social English Podcast to the listeners in South Korea, the listeners in Australia, Germany, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Myanmar, the Netherlands, and Jamaica. Interesting, interesting. A lot of different places. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Please leave a nice message and I will respond to you. If you have any questions, please ask me. And that's pretty much it. Thank you. And be on the lookout for the next episode of the Social English Podcast. Peace and love. See you in the next episode.
今日は楽しい時間をありがとうございました。ぜひ私たちのウェブサイト、realsocialenglish.com を訪問して、日本語訳と役立つ情報を手に入れてください。また次回お会いしましょう。バイバイ。See you next time. Bye bye.